We took a look at the course last night as our bus rode into town, and we were all pretty shocked, honestly, at how hard it is. The course profile, as presented in maps and things, and how it was described to us, certainly was not as hard as what we discovered out there last night. But I have to give our team a lot of credit. Nobody, it seemed like everybody was going to give it a fair swing before judging it and formulating an opinion. And I think the day went pretty well. It is a sprint in its length. I mean, it was only 666 meters. But the hill at the end was probably about 400 meters of that, and it was incredibly hard. So you saw some distance people. Johaug was pretty dominant all day once she got through the riffraff and could get herself to the front. So it was a lot of the same people who qualify for sprint heats, just in different order.
And how did that, as far as for the American men?
Yeah, I think I haven't had a chance to talk with everybody, but I did talk with Simi. I think he was pretty happy with his performance. He hasn't been in a skate sprint since Planitza before the New Year's, and he missed Lucky Loser by 6/100ths or something like that. So looking even better in the quarterfinal than in the qualifier, I think he's pretty happy. But sure, we want more out of him, and he knows he can do better. But it was a pretty good day. For someone like Logan and Kevin, I think maybe the climb was just a little bit much. These guys can build an immense amount of speed through like rolling terrain and transitions, and even some big climbs. But this was maybe in excess of that.